Europe energy crisis, Italian airports begin rationing jet fuel. By Kurt Sindelka on April 7, 2026. The conflict in the Middle East is already starting to bite in Europe, as multiple Italian airports announced jet fuel rationing measures this week. Amid the growing backlog of ships refusing to cross the Strait of Hormuz, over concern that Islamist Iranian terrorists may fire from the coastline on their vessels or potentially run into the sea mines allegedly released by the regime in Tehran into the waterway, an energy crisis looms over import-heavy countries, such as those in much of Europe. Italian daily Corriere della Sera reported that four airports in the north of the country have imposed rationing measures on jet fuel supplies this week. The paper reported that Bologna, Milan-Linate, Treviso, and Venice airports will have limited fuel supplies for flights until at least the evening of April 9. While the airports had ensured that all Easter travel was accommodated, the rationing measures this week were intended to ensure that there would be supplies for emergency services, so that priority will be given to ambulance flights, state flights and flights with a duration of more than 3 hours. The restrictions limit all short-haul flights to a supply of only 2,000 liters of fuel, which, according to Euronews, would guarantee less than an hour of operation for planes such as the Airbus A320 and Boeing 737. The outlet noted that unless planes refuel at other airports, they could be prevented from operating even some domestic routes within Italy, including the flight from Veneto to Sicily. Budget airline Ryanair, the main operator out of Bologna, said it doesn't expect any cancellations due to fuel shortages in the near term, as its own fuel supplies will last until mid to late May. However, the company said that if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed by late May or June, shortages may begin to hit European airports. In response to the burgeoning energy crisis, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni became the first EU or NATO leader to travel to the Gulf region over the weekend, as she lobbied to secure energy for her country. Meloni met with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in Doha, and United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Palazzo Chigi said that the Italian premier discussed potential mitigation for an energy shock and to ensure regional stability. Despite her country's reliance on energy imports, Meloni, like other European leaders, has so far been unwilling to support the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. Last month, she said that the Italian military will only assist in providing security in the waterway when the conditions are right. Reasonably speaking, in a post-conflict phase, how we can offer a contribution, in agreement with the parties, to defend freedom of navigation. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.